You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off hour number two here. Great to have you with me. My guest at the moment is Craig Benzine. We'll get back to our conversation with Craig momentarily. I just want to take a second to tell all of you about the Break Into Spring contest we have going on here right now at Civic Media. It's a text-to-win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Craig Benzine, I think, qualifies for this. Or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo. That includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. Buy your own bedpan, folks. That does not come with the grand prize. The times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. All you have to do is use the Civic Media app to play. Listen at those times. Wait for the word and text it in, and you are entered for the daily prize and the grand prize. Good luck, everybody. Hey, stick around too, folks. After Nightlight tonight at 8 o'clock, Dan Schaefer and Todd Alba will be taking over and filling you in on everything you need to know as the polls close right at 8 p.m. They will be broadcasting live from headquarters in downtown Madison as the Civic Media News team reports from across the state covering this election and this big day. So you still have time to get to the polls. If you haven't voted yet, please do. And our question of the night, given that it's election day and Luke Mathers is coming by to take our fictional political character quiz. Luke does very well on the Nightlight quizzes, and he will be here to show off in a little bit. But our question is, who is your favorite fictitious political character? We're a little behind on text, but we'll get to those in just a few minutes. But please let us know who your favorite fictitious political character is. Craig, do you have a favorite character?
Well, I saw your tweet earlier that was going to be a question, so yeah. I actually made a list, but I could give you one. I could give you my top favorite.
Sure.
It's probably Bobby Newport from Parks and Recreation. He's Paul Rudd's character on Parks and Recreation.
Right. I saw Leslie Knope. Is that her character on that show?
Leslie Knope.
Okay. I didn't watch the show, but I saw it was Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's on my list as well. I mean, she's great, but Bobby Newport is ridiculous. yeah. Like she runs against him. She runs against him. He's just not all there. He's
like a politician.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Perfect. Craig, there's one texter contacting us says, this is from AJ from the 608, says, I'm so excited to see No Packers, No Life, the movie. I think we all need something uplifting. Thank you so much, Craig. There you go.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean, that while I was making it, I was like, I think I'm making something you don't see very often, which is just a fun documentary. It's just not, there's no conflict really. It's just watching people have a good time.
Well, everything you do though, is fun, Craig. And even when I talk to you, if you want to see more of Craig, folks, go to pbswisconsin.org and click on the Director's Cut episode. I host the show. Craig is one of the guests, and he was delightful on Director's Cut as well. And you get a little more insight. And we even show a clip of the movie, AJ. So you can see a clip there if you go to pbswisconsin.org. But everything on all of your content, Craig, is just kind of irreverent fun. And yet it's informative. You're very welcome. Tell us about the sugar challenge. What was that like?
Well, first of all, I'll say that early videos, really, there was no point or you didn't gain any insight into them. But lately, I try to do that a little more.
Okay.
Sugar video, I mean, I think it was a big change in my channel. I was doing like shorter, kind of sillier stuff, and I decided I'm going to step. I was trying to do a lot of videos. I was doing them sometimes every weekday, sometimes three times a week. And I decided to step back. I took like a month or two off, and I wanted to do something that was a bigger, like a mini documentary, like a long experience. And the video, I think, ended up being like 10 to 12 minutes long. It was the longest video I'd ever made at the time.
Oh, wow.
Which is now completely normal on YouTube. But but I, and my wife and I just, we quit added sugar. And I made a video kind of explaining what added sugar was and showing our experience throughout the month. And I mean, at the time, I was probably eating a lot more sugar. I mean, ever since then, I've been eating less sugar because of that experience, I think.
Right.
So when you're going from eating a lot of sugar and then no added sugar, we both found that around day four, we were like, we were completely drained. We had no energy. It took some time for our bodies to get used to it. And
how
then,
long did it take before you didn't have that craving?
I don't remember, but it was probably like 10 days, like 7 to 10 days. And then going back to it, because we could still eat fruit because it's technically not added sugar.
Right.
So, things got sweeter. Carrots got really sweet.
Yeah.
Apples got really sweet. And then I remember we had a celebration at the end of the month and I wanted ice cream and I had like a few bites of ice cream. And I felt sick. Like it was too much. I'm back to ice cream now for sure. ever since then, I don't have nearly as much sugar as I'm much more aware of how much sugar is in everything.
Where can people, do you have keywords handy with you if they wanted to check out that particular episode of Wheezy Waiter?
It's called, We Quit Sugar for a Month. Here's What Happened. That's what it's called.
Okay.
So if you just search that, or if you just probably search Quit Sugar on YouTube, you'd probably find it.
That's so cool. Yeah. My guest is Craig Benzine. He's the filmmaker behind No Packers, No Life, which you can see this weekend at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore Theater. There are still tickets available, as I understand it. So Craig is joining us on the stream. Craig, we got some more. Tony Zimmerman from Civic Media here says, Bobby Newport is awesome. Tony also says Josh Lyman from The West Wing. Did you watch The West Wing? I haven't seen it.
I've seen like the first couple episodes. I never really watched it. Yeah,
I know. I got to get on that. And then Chizu says, I think the anime Craig's talking about is Eye Shield 21.
It is. It's mentioned in the documentary.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, thank you, Chizu.
One of the people I interviewed brings it up. So
a million subscribers. I know I mentioned this earlier. That truly blows my mind. You're doing this all from, well, you started in Chicago, now you're in Madison. Where do you get these people? Does your stuff go viral and they're from all over the world? Are they primarily in the Midwest? How does that work?
Could you ask that again?
I'm just kind of amazed that you have a million people following.
Well,
you.
I guess it's just a slow build. It was just like a slow sort of, I started early on the first, like 3 years of making videos, I had nobody. It was like, I had like 32 subscribers on my 100th video. And, there was a blog way back when that someone made that they were reviewing YouTube videos. And I managed to get their attention and they wrote a video. They loved my videos and they wrote an article about me.
Oh, nice.
And that's when the YouTube community kind of found me. But it was very slow. It was just a very slow sort of growth of subscribers. Probably after they found me, it took another year before I got to maybe like, I don't know, 5,000 subscribers.
Hmm.
And then just working, other YouTubers at the time found me and just sort of collaborating with them. And then their audience sees me and I don't know, it's just a slow build and it's people all over the world.
All right. So you've got this great YouTube channel, you've got acting credits and now you've made a film. What's next for you?
I'm going to keep making YouTube videos, but I am writing a screenplay. I want to make a fictional feature film. And that's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've just never found the time. Maybe I'm a perfectionist and I've avoided it. I don't know, but that is something I'm earnestly working on now as a screenplay. and I want to make a film. So hopefully within the next year.
That's so great. Well, listen, buddy, thank you for your time tonight. I wish you luck at the screening in Madison at the Barrymore. I'm sure it'll be a big hit. I remember seeing the clip on Director's Cut, and it was just a really fun film. And for your first feature film, documentary, whatever you want to call it, I think hopefully you have a winner there. Looks great.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great night, Craig, and break a leg this weekend. All right.
Thank you.
That's Craig Benzine. Check out his film. Check out his YouTube channel, Wheezy Waiter. Have you been there, Conrad?
I was just checking it out before. Yeah, it looks like I have some videos to watch.
A million people, Conrad. A million people.
I'll add one more to that million.
That's the size of the Quad Cities plus Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah?
You know how many? I have 8 followers. I have 8 followers, and I have $24 in an offshore account. I don't see how I can parlay either one of those into a million followers.
Yeah.
And I'm in my early 90s. So I'm running out of time, folks.
Early 90s.
Help me out. Don't I look great? Keep those texts coming, folks. Who's your favorite fictitious political character? That is our question tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Where do we leave off here? I'm kind of behind on text. We did Mr. Smith. We did Robert Redford, American president. I am not good at keeping up with these texts. Okay, Steve from Florida says, great political comedy movie, Robin Williams in Man of the Year. I did not see that. I know nothing about Man of the Year. Conrad, Rotten Tomato it for us, if you would. My good man. Jim from Appleton says, here we go again with Macho Camacho. All right, I have to see Idiocracy. I have no more excuses. I've been hearing about this movie for years. I don't know why I haven't seen it yet. But Jim from Appleton says, I believe that Macho Camacho is from Idiocracy. It is, Jim. Thank you. My favorite is Elizabeth McCord from Madam Secretary. I love Taya Leone and feel that she is underrated as an actor. I agree with you, Jim. She was great in The Family Man. That's a movie I recommend with Nicolas Cage. I'm a Taya Leone fan, too. Brian from Milwaukee. Thank you, Pete and the gang, for a great, fun, filled, entertaining show. It's a nice break in the evening from politics. Thank you for all you and everyone at Civic Media do. Well, thank you, Brian. This is about as political as we get, I would say. Just mentioning that there's election coverage after the show and encouraging people to vote. That's about all we're gonna do there. But I do appreciate the kind words, Brian. Thank you. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to read more of your texts. And we might do, if we have time, a tribute to Carla from Cheers, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens. And Luke Mathers is right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a big hand when he's here. Let's make him feel special. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did I fall? I want to cry, cry, cry alone. When you feel that blue.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
He's sticking by his film, Man of the Year, even though it did not get great reviews. But still appreciate it, Steve. And I'm a Robin Williams fan as well. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. We are barreling through a show tonight. Luke Mathers is here at 7:35, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers. He's going to take our fictitious political character quiz. You won't want to miss that. Luke is lots of fun when we do these quizzes. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, missing your show, watching Cory Booker still being impressive on the floor. He's been talking for over 20 hours now. Is that right?
Sounds like an Adrian Brody speech.
And that's not quite as long as Adrian Brody's. Adrian Brody could still be talking for all we know.
I wish I had a soundbite.
Cory Booker. Cory Booker is trying to get the title. Good luck. Al from Jackson says, have to stop listening and have dinner, but full name is, yes, Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho, the 5-time ultimate SmackDown champion and president of the United States in the movie Idiocracy. You know what's funny is my son reminded me, I have that DVD in my house.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it came from, but I've never seen the movie. I still have not seen the movie. And the character Al says is played by Terry Crews. That's hilarious. I got to check that out. Mike from Cottage Grove says, highly recommend West Wing. It's probably my all-time favorite. You're not alone, Mike. I know I'm in the minority there. And then Barb from Waukesha says, someone has a case of follower envy. I'm more, probably Barb, but I'm more flabbergasted by that. I just, that's so many people to follow a guy. That's amazing what Craig has built there. And I know there are people with even more followers. I'm in awe of all of them. My path in life was not the social media course. I went for the old time thing where you don't need a lot of social media followers, but now you do. You need, there are people that go into audition now and people say, how many followers do you have? Because they want you to bring an audience. If you get a part on a show, if you direct a film, if you have a following, that helps your case, whether you're talented or not. I mean, ultimately, you have to have the talent, but I think that could put you over the top if you do have a good social media following. That said, Barb, yes, I am. If I could kneecap Craig Benzine for his followers, I would. Make no bones about it. Mike from Cottage Grove says, oh, and my favorite character is Josiah Jed Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen. That's we've had about three now for Martin Sheen as their favorite political character, and all the more reason to watch West Wing. We have Luke Mathers is coming up. Stay tuned, folks. After the show, Dan Schaefer and Todd Alba will be live from Civic Media headquarters in Madison and fill you in on election results as they come in and give their analysis like they are so good at doing. So what should we do? We've got a few minutes before Luke gets here. Do we do Carla?
We could do that. We could do Christopher Walken. I could explain the scene that you want to know so bad about.
White Lotus? What would the people enjoy more? What would the listener? Let's celebrate the listener right now. If you think it's White Lotus for shock value, I know you can't get too graphic because...
Well, all right. I could just go... We could do both. You know, we could talk about Perlman. And I could just explain the scene a little bit, why it freaks so many people out. And
I might regret this, but let's do that.
The one of the reasons it freaked me out, like, I mean, just thinking about the internet and social media and everything, some people wait to watch it all, you know, and
like
then
me, yeah.
Then you kind of expect that scene coming.
Right.
I watch every episode as soon as it drops on HBO Max.
Right.
And I had no idea what I was going to watch. Like, these two brothers meet these girls on their trip in Thailand, and they go on a boat cruise, or not, like a boat that John Grye's character has.
Okay.
Massive boat.
Oh, is that the one from season two that she died on and he inherited?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bigger boat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, so John Grye's character, his girlfriend is with the two brothers.
Okay.
And they get really drunk. Then they go out for this Dance of the Moon party. And let's say they pop some stuff.
Drugs?
Yes. They come back on the boat.
Illegal drugs?
Drink more.
Okay.
And then it felt like it was building for a while in it, is that his brother wasn't out of the closet yet, but he could be.
Okay.
And the girl says, you two should kiss. But they're brothers. So I'm like, don't.
Is this going to be a spoiler alert? Like,
No. I mean.
Okay. I'm assuming they do because I know people were really weirded out, and that's...
And let's just say that's not the only thing that happens. Okay. And
they hold hands?
Freaked a lot of people out. I saw an article that it freaked a whole college campus out. You're not prepared for it, like I was, you're going to stop it, take a beat, go outside for a second, be like, what did I just watch? Why did they put that in there?
What is it? Is it the Schwarzenegger kid? Is he one of the?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Because I saw his name attached to this, but I'm really trying to avoid too much hype around the show because I haven't started. I'm probably going to start it when the last episode drops. We're one episode away from that, right? Isn't there eight?
I believe there's one more episode after.
Okay, so I can probably start watching it now.
I mean, the last episode on Sunday was amazing. That was a really good episode.
Look, it's a great show. Mike White is a great writer. And he seems to shock a little bit in every season, but he seems to have outdone himself with this year.
You think that they just, it's the White Lotus three seasons in a row, but every season is so different.
Yeah.
The problems in it are entirely different from the last ones.
That's so great. It's such a good show. I'm excited to watch it. But I told you what I was watching yesterday. I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah, your six shows that you're watching.
And that's what you have to do. When your show doesn't drop all of them at once and you get one dropped per week, you have to have... I have to have at least, and this is, I like how they do this with Bosch Legacy. They put four of them out in the new and final season. There's four episodes from the get-go. Then they drop two on a Thursday night. So there'll be three more Thursdays of two episodes being dropped. So I can watch two I can at least feel like I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
And not a 40-minute show. That doesn't do anything for me.
The White Lotus episodes are like an hour, though.
They are.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a movie every episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time to celebrate Election Day. Luke Mathers will join us very shortly to take our fictitious political movie and TV character quiz. That's coming up next on Nightlight. Who is your favorite political fictitious character? Let us know on the text line or the app. What is our number, Conrad? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Building towers for citizen anything at all. Why the sky and tell the sky and leave the sky and tell the sky. What is the meaning of all Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. I'm not going to lie, though. It feels like a Tuesday afternoon. Something in the air. I don't know. It feels pretty good. Stick around, folks. After Nightlight tonight, Dan Schaefer and Todd Albra. Where did that come from? You know what? It was his outfit the last time he was here. That threw me. Dan Schaefer and Todd Alba will fill you in on everything you need to know after the polls close at 8 p.m. You still have time to get to the polls if you want to vote, but they will be live from Civic Media headquarters in Madison and touching base with all of Civic Media's reporters across the state for outstanding political coverage like you always get here at Civic Media. My guest tomorrow night on the show are Scott Lucas. He is the frontman for the band Local H, and he made a really cool documentary called Lifers that is playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And then our pal Frank Anderson will be here, the founder of Wisconsinology.com. All things fun, weird, cool, and interesting Wisconsin. They will both be here tomorrow night. Tony Zimmerman on the text line says, Corey Zimmerman went over 25 hours. That is a movie waiting to happen, but not even a fictitious character. That is a real character. And we're going to talk to our next guest about that right now and see what his opinion is. He joins us now, I assume, from Madison. There's a very ambiguous backdrop there, Luke. Like, he doesn't want us to know where he is. Luke Mathers joins us. Hey, buddy. Oh, we can't hear you, Luke. We don't have Luke. Luke will not do very well in this quiz if we can't hear Luke. He'll figure out. We were talking up Luke like he could do anything.
Yeah.
And then we have this audio mishap. Are you sure? You need to get the tools, Conrad. Is it on our end? We could figure this out.
Maybe just a tap with a screwdriver. I think that's that's my recommendation.
He can't hear us. Oh, that's such a bummer. Luke will try to figure this out. What should he do, Conrad? Should he sign in, sign out, and in? We have two videos. We have Luke's audio and Luke Mathers. Is there a guy named Luke Audio who's trying to get in on our bid here and take over? Should we call Luke? Ask me if he wants us to call him. Yeah, Luke says give him a call.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that. And then we have a text from Tyler, too. I wanted to read this. This was Tyler says from Wisconsin Rapids, here's an obscure one for you. Henry Fonda in the movie Failsafe. I forgot about the movie, and I don't think I ever saw it, actually, Tyler. So very nice one, Tyler, who is in the 608. You still have plenty of time. You have plenty of time if you want to hit the polls, or plenty of time if you want to answer our question of the night, folks, which is, who is your favorite fictitious political character? We've had all kinds of great answers tonight, and we will continue to read your texts as they come in. Hey, if you're at the Wisconsin Film Festival in a few days, folks, and you happen to go to Flix Brewhouse, check out the Nightlight-inspired beer called Hazed on Radio, made just for the Wisconsin Film Festival by Flix Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen. It was really fun to work with Dave. I got to pour the hops in and everything and feel like I was part of a beer-making process, but that will be available at Flix Brewhouse if you go to the movies there over the next at least a couple weeks. Maybe we'll keep it going. We'll see how it goes. But check that out at Flix in Easttown Mall there in Madison. We can, Conrad is trying to, we're trying to get Luke Mathers on the phone. Because the last time Luke was here, folks, he took our Wisconsin quiz and did very well. So we have a fictitious political character quiz for Luke that we put together tonight. And as soon as we can get Luke, the technical issues ironed out here, we'll have Luke. We got him? All right. Luke, you there?
I'm here, Pete.
Hey!
I apologize, man. How we doing?
It's just irony. It's just, I shouldn't have talked you up so much. That's the problem. Because I sit there and I sing your praises and then, you know, and I'm sure it's just one of those things. But how are you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing on this Tuesday, this fine Tuesday evening?
You know, it's a great day. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It's a great day to be in the air. And we're having fun tonight. We talked about a great documentary called No Packers, No Life about Japanese Packer fans. Looks like a great film. And now we're excited to have you on because we have another quiz for you. And you did so well on our last one. And I know you're pretty informed when it comes to politics and fictitious politics. So I'm hoping you'll do as well.
I'm trying to rack my brain now because I don't want the bar set too high for this one. I'm trying to think of all the different excellent textures and contributions for favorite political fictional characters. And there's some of them are really like catch me up. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So I'm a little worried about a potential quiz here because I may have more gray areas than I anticipated before when I agreed to come on the air with you tonight, Pete.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm the same way. Like I thought, honestly, earlier today, you and I had talked about this episode. And you were the one that recommended this question. I'm like, oh, that's great. Like, it's so simple. Yes, of course. Fictitious political character. And then I'm like thinking, well, there's only been like 10 movies about politics. But there's actually been a ton because I forgot about a ton of them.
There's always a movie with a president, though, even if it's like a doomsday scenario.
Yes.
You still get the fictional presidents. And so there's a lot kind of I wasn't even thinking of Parks and Rec. So when you guys were talking Leslie Knope, I was like, oh, that's a good one, too. Ron Swanson from that show as well. Just the many characters.
He's a politician, too. I called her Leslie Knope because I didn't even watch the show. And there's a comedian named Mark Knope who spells it that way. So that shows you what I know about Parks and Rec. But what do you think? Should we jump right into it? First of all, Luke, did you vote?
Absolutely. I was a voter today.
Okay.
What about
here.
You, Pete?
Of course. I went... I told the story earlier. I went and registered in the wrong ward in my town because I was all sleepy and I'm looking at this map. And luckily the poll worker set me straight. So they really got their...
I've done that before. I've had to go to, there was a polling location right next to an apartment that I lived at. And I was like, oh, this has to be my polling location. Not even like thinking second nature of it. Nope. I was right outside that ward line. And so I had to go and register at a different location than all of a sudden, too. So I've been there, Pete. I've been in your shoes.
Did they let you pull your vote back for Ralph Nader, or did it have to go through?
Ralph Nader, I was too young for that one. I was not able to legally vote. I apologize.
Hey,
I know the reference, but I could not participate in that election.
I almost went Ross Perot, and then I was like, no, and then I couldn't think of a fringe candidate.
Way before my time.
All right, let's give Luke this our quiz. Conrad, are you ready? You got the bell ready? Luke, are you ready?
I actually don't have the bell over here, so do you have one by
what
you?
What do those guys do with the bell? Do I
don't
know.
And
the mayor? God, they steal the bells all the time. Okay, I have a bell, so it won't be in stereo, Luke, but I'll really drill this thing if you nail one.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Luke Mathers, ladies and gentlemen, taking the Nightlight fictitious political character quiz. All right, Luke, and the idea will be to guess the movie or the TV show. We're going to give you the clues. You name the show, okay? All right, here we go.
Sounds good.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus played Vice President Selina Meyer on this 2012 political show on HBO.
Yeah, I forgot about this one too, but Veep is a tremendous. It's full of so many good fictitious political characters.
It's awesome. All right, if you were listening, you probably heard this one, Luke. Luke is one for one. Conrad, you keep score, okay? Since you don't have a bell.
Yep.
I gotta give you something to do. All right. Taleone played Secretary of State Susan McCord in the CBS drama thriller that launched in 2012.
Oh, CBS drama thriller in 2012.
Yeah.
I might not get this one then. Was that Scandal? Scandal started around that
time? That was not Scandal, Luke. That was Madam Secretary.
Ah. See, I missed that one too. There's a lot of network television that's going to have some of these fictitious political characters that I've got no reference of.
There are more of these than you think. So I'm going to get a gauge of where you're at here from a pop culture standpoint, and we'll adjust the questioning a little bit. And I'll piggyback on the question I just said. Kerry Washington played White House communications director on this 2012 network show that starred Tony Goldwyn as the president.
See, that's Scandal.
Boom.
I was one off. Different network. I didn't think CBS sounded right for that one, but I'm glad that there was a follow up that I could get.
Same year, different network. So I've got two that I think might be tough, Luke. So I'll save those. Let's keep going here. Let's do this. This 1996 comedy stars Chris Farley and David Spade. Mike has a terrible habit of showing up at the wrong time and embarrassing his brother, Al, who happens to be running for governor. Hoping to save his campaign, Al assigns his aide, Steve, to make Mike a remote cabin and hide out there for the remainder of the campaign.
That has got to be Black Sheep.
Yeah! What is he, 3-4?
I'm not even thinking that the guys in that one is, he's running for governor. The whole plot of that movie is political, and it's not even on the radar for the best political characters, but some good ones.
I know, and that's kind of how I was today, too. All right, this 1996, Luke Mathers is 3-4. This 1996 political rom-com starred Michael Douglas and was directed by Rob Reiner.
Oh, I know it, but I can't think of it. It's not All the President's Men, is it?
No, that's the
Watergate era one.
Correct. This one has President in the title, and the president is from a certain country in North America. Yeah. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I needed the help on that one. Thank you, Pete.
That's okay. That's a lifeline. You know, we're all people here.
It goes down on the stat sheet as an assist for you.
Sure.
That way you have the assist.
Exactly. I love it. All right. Luke Mathers is, what is he, Conrad? 4-5?
Correct.
All right. 80%. That's a solid C, Luke. You're doing great. All right. This political thriller stars Harrison Ford. It takes place on a plane.
That's Air Force One.
Bam. Luke's on fire.
And that was one of the ones that I was thinking of. It's a good movie with Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
So
The only cringe moment in that movie for me, Luke, was when he says, "Get off my plane." It's like you got to have that line in every movie, though, right?
Yeah, I would just say that's one of those. I feel like it was needed in a lot of the movies from that era. You wanted that one kind of punchline. Like, it had to be something like that.
Yes.
And that's what it was for Air Force One.
And nobody delivers it like Harrison Ford. All right, Luke Mathers is with us from Civic Media Headquarters. Luke is taking our political fictitious character quiz here in celebration of Election Day. The polls close in about 15 minutes, folks. So if you're planning on voting, get over there. All right,
and if
Luke,
you're in line, stay in line. Because if the line is longer than 8 p.m., you still have your right to vote. So as long as you're in line by 8 p.m., stay in line.
Vote. They have to let you vote. Great point, Luke. Thank you. I was not saying that earlier. Okay, Luke is 5-6. He's doing very well. Luke, this political thriller in the 1970s, right after Watergate, stars Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman as reporters for the Washington Post.
That's All the President's Men.
Absolutely. Just watched it a few months ago. Have you seen the movie?
I don't believe I have. I think it used to be after at the end of high school when there was kind of that weird period after you finished AP classes, but you were still in school. The AP government teacher would give extra credit for watching films, or maybe it wasn't AP Gov, but it was different AP history class. And I may have watched parts of it then, but it, as a high schooler, I wasn't having my full focus on it, Pete.
It's worth a rewatch. I'll be honest. It's a very cool kind of eerie movie, danger. It's great. Let's try to get one or two in before the break here. This political thriller, Luke, from 1939, stars Jimmy Stewart, who goes to Washington from his hometown and realizes how difficult it is to get things done in Washington.
That Mr. Stewart goes to Washington.
Can we accept that, Conrad? Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Mr. Smith. Okay, it's Jimmy Stewart. Yep, Mr. Smith.
All right. Do we have time? All right, we got time for one more? Okay. This 1974 political thriller stars Warren Beatty. After a presidential candidate is assassinated, political reporter Joe Frady begins to suspect that the mysterious Parallax Corporation may be involved. The mysterious Parallax Corporation.
This one's going to be off my radar. That's too late to be Citizen Kane, right?
Yeah, it's not Citizen Kane. It is the Parallax View, Luke. You get a sad bell. You're still doing really well.
It's a buzzer. You need the buzzer, Conrad. That's what you need when I get them wrong.
All right. We'll have a few more minutes with Luke after a very short break. So you can't go anywhere. He's doing great. And we've got a Steady Eddie text coming up, too. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tony Zimmerman, a Civic Media content producing rock star, says Stan Smith from The American Dad. He said CIA is political. Awesome, Tony. Thank you. Tony's lighting up the text line tonight. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday, where we are, we're talking about Packer movies. We got a great question tonight. You guys have all been so active. It's always so much more fun when you guys participate in the show. And now, if it wasn't fun enough, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers is joining us and taking one of our quizzes here at Nightlight. And Luke, you've had a couple that you've struggled with that, frankly, I would have struggled with, too, if I didn't have the internet in front of me. So you're still doing great. And we'll get through three or four more questions here before we have to let you go. Really appreciate your time tonight, Luke.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Pete. I do love, like, trivia is one of my favorite things, and so every time you have me on the show, I get to participate in some trivia. It's a way to keep me coming back, man.
Oh, we'll keep doing it.
Perfect.
We'll keep doing it. I always think I'm going to be great at trivia. Like, here's me at every trivia night. Like, okay, I'm going to rule this thing. Let's go. And then I hear the first question. I'm like,
it's always interesting when you go to a trivia night and the first question sets the tone. Like, there are some trivia nights where it's like, oh, this is going to be kind of a pain in the butt because everybody's going to get these. Like, it's going to be kind of a lot of layups, and then it's going to be only a difference of maybe one or two questions that's going to determine who wins. And then you go to other trivia nights and it's like, oh, I am way out of my own depth here because I have no idea what they're even referencing. And I thought that I would be all right.
These are like all-star Jeopardy questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if okay, Conrad, how are we doing on the score here? How's Luke doing?
7-9.
7-9. Okay. Still hanging in there, Luke, and a very respectable score. All right. This 1962 political thriller stars Frank Sinatra near the end of the Korean War. A platoon of soldiers is captured by communists and brainwashed.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what no clue. I don't even think a remote idea of that plot line or what the movie might be.
I appreciate your blatant, almost violent honesty there, Luke. It was a beautiful thing. The movie is The Manchurian Candidate. Sad bell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought Frank Sinatra.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough one though. But I thought maybe Frank Sinatra would give you
I did not know that he was. He is the Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, I don't even remember, to be honest. I saw the remake.
I would say this much too early for I'm sure that there's plenty of folks out there shaking their fists at the radio that I didn't get that. But yeah, that one off my radar as well, Pete.
Okay, man, let's go to the Google. Frank Sinatra, was he? I think he was the Manchurian candidate. It's just been so long since I've seen it. I don't want to mislead. All right, we got a few more here. All right, these are obscure, Luke. I kind of wrote these thinking you might get this one. All right.
Okay.
This politically fictitious character is an overtly corrupt animated mayor of Springfield based on a Kennedy. He's Mayor Quimby from this show.
Springfield and animated, it's got to be The Simpsons,
yeah!
Right?
Yeah!
All right.
All right, back on track. 8 for 11, right, Conrad?
Yep.
Okay. I want to see. This might be a little obscure, but it's kind of fun. All right. Sorrel Brook. Luke's already like, oh, no. Sorrel Brook played corrupt local politician Jefferson Davis Boss Hogg on this series from the 1970s.
Oh, Boss Hogg is that's the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Bo and Luke Duke. So
exactly.
I know the Luke reference.
All right.
I got enough fictitious Lukes out there that I picked that one.
All right, this is going to be a tough one. We'll ask Dan Schaefer this one because he's a huge fan of this show. Aidan Gillian, I'm not sure how to say his last name, played city council person Tommy Carchetti in this critically acclaimed show set in Baltimore.
Okay, so at least I listen across the network. I get the promos. I know the references that you and Dan have made for each other.
Love
it. This one's got to be The Wire.
Yeah! Wow. Those are the three questions I thought you might struggle with, and you crushed them all.
No, those ones are much more on my radar than Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and the Manchurian Candidate. Those ones, it's the how far back you go kind
yeah.
of thing. I can pick up the more pop references. I haven't
okay.
seen all of The Wire, and I'm not like an avid Simpsons watcher, but I know enough to pick up on the little things.
Right. All right, that's great. Tony Zimmerman answered that one, too. He says, The Wire. Jesus says, blatant, almost violent honesty, LOL. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody laughs at my jokes occasionally. I appreciate that, Jesus. Thank you. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple quick ones here. In this 2012 political comedy, it stars Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis when incoming Congressman Cam Brady commits a major gaffe. Two wealthy CEOs decide to try to gain influence in their district by putting up a rival candidate. Their unlikely choice is a naive tourism director named Marty Huggins.
Yeah, and it is an excellent, excellent movie, and I laugh way too hard at it, and that's The Campaign.
The Campaign, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. All right, one more. This one's very recent, Luke. Maybe almost too recent. Robert De Niro plays former President George Mullen in this 2025 Netflix thriller.
Oh, I was just hearing about how he played both roles or something like that.
That's a movie.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, this is probably too recent. I've been, the news cycle has been wild, so
yeah.
I haven't had a chance to listen.
That makes sense.
Little television that I've watched, Daredevil, Marvel's Daredevil.
Okay.
And that's where my focus has been. So I missed this one. I do not
All right.
know that one.
The answer is 0 day. How did Luke do, Conrad?
11 for 15.
All right. Pretty good, Luke.
I'll take it.
Awesome, buddy.
I'm one off. I'm usually 12 for 15. I'm usually right
yeah,
in that
right.
4 for 5, that area. So I did underperform today.
Outstanding. Luke, thank you so much. This is fun. Thank you to Luke. Thank you to Craig Benzine. All your texts and calls. So much fun here on Night. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow night. Stay tuned for Civic Media's top-notch coverage of Election Tuesday with Dan Schaefer and Todd Alba. Luke, thanks again, buddy. Have a great night. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.